Hello, this is Pastor Mark, and I welcome you to Pastor Mark Cast. My observations of current events, in the context of how we understand God, what we understand people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about Ashdash, the Christian version of DoorDash. DoorDash, I am told, is quite a popular app for many people, especially people who are younger than I am. Apparently, it was founded more than a decade ago, but I never heard of it until the COVID pandemic. I first heard of it when I received a pop-up ad requesting that I send in a resume to be a DoorDash driver. Friends of mine, whom I mentioned this to, seemed astounded that I'd never heard of this company. Maybe I live under a rock, but I hadn't. I must give a shout out to DoorDash. This company kept many restaurants alive during the COVID plague when few people were willing to gather in public places. Since the plague has largely left us, this company continues to thrive as people have discovered the convenience of being able to enjoy a restaurant meal in the comfort of their own homes. I don't know who invented this company, but those people certainly had foresight. Bringing a food product to people who are unable or too anxious to get it for themselves is a fine idea. DoorDash, for me, is the culinary equivalent of the old Sears catalog, or more recently, Amazon. In the age of catalog and in the age of Amazon, virtually any product can be delivered to any person anywhere. It's a wonderful business model. It reminds me of the marketing model used by sports. Not everyone can get to a stadium, nor can a stadium hold everyone who might want to attend an athletic contest. Radio and television allows fans to experience a game that they cannot attend. I have read that when baseball games were first broadcast on the radio, it was feared that attendance would drop. The opposite was true. Interest grew as more fans gained access. Churches have adopted this concept also, but sometimes with less regularity and perseverance than the secular world. 40 years ago, I was taught by my mentors that bringing communion to those who cannot attend church is really important, and I've tried to fulfill that teaching and live up to it. The practice brings us out of our sanctuaries and brings the love of Christ to parish members. That's good, but I don't think it's enough. Another means that I have followed over the years is bringing ashes to the public each year on Ash Wednesday. Many times I have heard from Christian people that people would not be interested in ashes. Some folks have tried to discourage me from this practice, saying that it was a waste of my time. That has not been my experience. I've always found many people appreciative of the offer to receive ashes. A number of strangers whom I've met on the street and offered ashes to have been deeply moved by receiving them. Had I waited for them to come to the church, they never would have received ashes. I wonder how many other folks haven't come inside our congregation but would love to hear about the love of God. Some folks desperately need to hear this word. but for various reasons won't come into our sanctuaries. It's time for all of us to take God's love into the marketplace regularly. A hurting world needs us. Let's get out of our sanctuaries and into the world. Ash Dash should be for us just the beginning. Well, my friend, this concludes this edition of Pastor Mark Cast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. We fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To hear more of my podcasts, to read my blogs, to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.revmark.com.